So I had this this big fat announcement that I made on I do what it basically was Monday. Well, it's an opinion that I've developed on marriage and what marriage is. The video's on YouTube. It was entitled 40-year-old virgin, you know, something like says weddings not needed. So, no, I'm not going to go rehash the whole video. You can go watch it. It's on YouTube. I mean, you know, usually people think of a 40-year-old virgin, they think of a failure. I mean, if you're watching on Twitch, you can see the gold chain around my neck. I've had it over 24 years. So, you know, parents gave it to me. They said, save it. Here's a symbol. Here's a reminder. They said, you know, once you're hitched, you can do whatever you want with it. But here you go. The thing, I guess I'll talk about the video. The thing is, being 40 and having done this, when I had my 40th birthday, I went on YouTube. I said, I'm 40. Wow. Isn't that something? And look at that. The big 4-0. There it is. Happy birthday, me. Love you on YouTube. And someone commented, you're just a little kid. See you in 25 years. And then I'm like, and my subscriber count was relatively, I mean, I could watch it go up one by one at the time. And my subscriber count immediately went down one with that comment. And I'm like, did someone just, hey everyone, today's the big 4-0. Isn't that something? You know, you think you know something? You're not old enough. You're still a kid. Oh, wait, you're 65. I'm not talking to you again. It's like, maybe that person has a lot of self-talk going on. Some people call it selective listening. Sometimes I like to call it creative listening, where you think I'm saying things I'm not. I don't know. You know, some people never get it. They start out as kids, and they just think mom and dad know everything, and then they turn into teenagers, and they realize mom and dad are so stupid. You don't know everything when you're parents. You know everything when you're 13, and then you turn, you go to high school, and you realize that 13-year-olds are so stupid. You don't know everything when you're 13. You know everything when you go to high school, and you're a freshman, right? And because there's one thing that you don't know, and now that you're a freshman, you know that one thing. Well, then you're a senior in high school, and you've learned over the years. Many years, an enormous number of many years with great, enormous, long experience of high school, that there's not one thing you don't know as a freshman. It's 10 things you don't know. Those freshmen are so stupid. And it's why you talk down on them all year long and make fun of them. It's when you're a senior in high school that you know those 10 things, and now you know everything because it's 10 things you don't know. Well, then you become a freshman in college, see. And mom and dad did that, and then you're not sure how to make it work. So, you know, they help you move your stuff, and they help you, you know, find the bills, and help you, you know, do all this stuff that you didn't know they were doing all these years. Seriously. You know, it's not 10 things you don't know, it's 20. And now that you're a freshman in college, now you know. Well, you graduate from college, you get married. Well, you're ready to get married, and then you think it's 30 things, and you know everything then. And then you actually get married, and then it's 50 things that you don't know, and you finally realize that. And then you have kids, and now you're a parent. And when you get to be a parent, and now you're a parent. And when you get to be a parent, now that I'm a parent, and you're a parent, and now that you're a parent, and you get to be a parent, now you get, when you get to be a parent, wah, 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 it's 100 things you don't know, and now that you're a parent, now that you became a parent, now you know everything. And then your children turn 13. So I was in the middle of this. I was about to 40, you know, and I wasn't quite to the 13-year-old kids, you know, your kids turn 13 thing. And my grandmother is sitting on the couch, and she crosses her arms and looks about the room nervously as the actress that she was. And she says, Jesse, when are you going to get to 75? The arrogance that we all live with seems to be based on the idea that everyone is stupid if they're not the same age that we are. old people are stupid, young people are stupid. But if someone else is the same age as me, then that person is smart. So it's like, at what point do you get a break? These 35-year-olds lecture the high school students about how stupid they are. And then all of a sudden, that was 35. Then you're the high school student. One day you're 40. Formerly 35-year-old is now in his 70s or something. I don't want to do the math. My math is not even as good as Jesus's. And so then all of a sudden, oh, well, you don't know anything. You're not 75. Well, wait a minute. You were 35 telling me I wasn't old enough. What is the magic number? Is it going to keep changing? Or is it just relative and you are the standard of wisdom? I mean, isn't that self-idolatry? To think that everyone else, to act anyway as if everyone else is wrong except the people your own age? So if 40 isn't enough of a point where I can say, I worked hard to keep virginity because I hadn't met the right person yet and I wasn't going to get involved in a train wreck. If 40 isn't the right number for me saying that I had succeeded at least one path in my life, then what is? What is? So it cannot reasonably be said. I mean, if someone wants to argue that I'm an idiot because I'm 40 and I'm too old or too young, I want that person's number so that we can all start ignoring that person finally. That's the excuse that we need. But no reasonable person can say that I'm too old or too young. And no one can say that what I said about marriage and what makes a marriage a real marriage, what makes it valid, is it a marriage or not a marriage? No one can say that I have that opinion based on personal interests. I have no motives at stake. I'm purely objective. And I'm someone who's actually walked in obedience far longer than any people will be able to have the opportunity to. Because they get married in their 20s. So they don't go through it. So I express my opinion. You have to go see what it is. But I express the opinion that I did. And it's as, you know, thing is, I want stuff that works. It goes back to what I was talking about yesterday. It's not about feeling guilty or not. I want a marriage that works. Darn it all. How do I have to say this? My dream since I was 16 was to be married and busy every night until one of us was dead, 80s, 90s. I wanted busy. My grandmother taught me to listen to old people, and I listened to old people enough to know the old joke is true. Daddy, this is a condom pack. What's the condom pack here? You know, it's got one condom in it. He says, well, you know, that dad says, I don't agree with these morals, but anyhow, the joke is the dad says, well, that's for high school students. Because, you know, they get to run away from the house once a week. Well, Daddy, what's the three pack for? He says, oh, well, that's for college students. That's Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. That's what that is. And then the kid says, well, Daddy, what's the 12 pack of condoms for? And Dad says, oh, son, that's for married couples. That's for January, February, March, April. And that's what it's become. And since I was 16, I think you get the joke. Since I was 16, I didn't want that. And so I was determined to figure out what it is to make sure that I was going to be busy every night when I was 80 and married. And what, I mean, the number one thing is to make sure you take out the trash. You know, my mother taught me that. You know, she didn't talk about being busy, but she talked about having a good relationship. And I know that the two are connected. So I just kept asking myself, and the truth is all these wedding ceremonies don't seem to be doing it. So what I did in that video is I explained my conclusion for what I think is most likely to set it up so that the kids grow up with mom and dad and they're there together for life. And they're not just together and unhappy and kiting it. They're together and they stay busy. See you tomorrow.